Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Lost memories. Should they be buried and forgotten, or is it better to preserve them or even recreate them? Do you find yourself unconsciously repeating half-forgotten conversations, and will bringing old memories to the surface help us purge them and get on with our lives? This week, I'm looking at three movies that treat memories in very different ways. One's a film art installation that recreates titillating images of women in pre-war Shanghai. There's a documentary about an ex-soldier who confronts and purges past memories through breathing exercises, and a drama about a couple on vacation in Greece and the memories they bring up. New Women by Yang Fudong. New Women is a film installation at the TIFF Bell Lightbox with five large movie screens in a darkened chamber. Black and white video projections show languorous women wandering around in recreated scenes of old Shanghai, or rather not old Shanghai locations, but rather the false photo sets and backgrounds that were popular in that era. Models seem to be trapped in a seductive opium haze as they lounge around, draping themselves over sofas and art deco furniture, sprays of cherry blossoms, immaculate Roman ruins, and feather boas. Shanghai glamour girls were idolized in the 20s and 30s, their images selling cigarettes, alcohol, candy, but these models, save for their elaborate makeup, hairstyles, and jewelry, these women are completely naked in sort of a soft porn projection. Is this a feminist appeal to female sexuality? No, but it's still interesting or provocative in its choice of models, not the contemporary body type you might expect. Each scene is reflected and echoed around the chamber, not synchronized, but staggered and varied, giving the whole exhibit a drifting, dreamlike quality. You should check this one out. Free the Mind, directed by Fie, or P.A., Ambo. Will is a three-year-old foster child who is terrified of elevators. He feels trapped there if the doors close and he doesn't know how to press the buttons. It makes him feel bad in his belly. He also gets into fights easily and he doesn't get along with the other kids. So the doctors say he has ADHD and he should be medicated. But it's a three-year-old boy. Then there's an ex-soldier who's plagued by constant guilt and uneasiness for the cruelty he showed at war. And another vet, his marriage is collapsing. He can't shake the memory of the deaths he feels responsible for in Iraq. They both suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. So what should they do? Should they drown their lives in activities, or maybe start on a program of prescription drugs? Or maybe self-medicate themselves to oblivion, masking their troubles with alcohol or pot? Or is there another way to free the brain and body from the worries that plague us? This documentary suggests that breathing and meditation exercises constantly repeated can actually reform the thought patterns in your brain. While the movie doesn't make a strictly scientific proof, it's still too early to do that. It does show how a test case at the University of Wisconsin seems to change the moods and sleep patterns of the patients. In word association tests, the subjects shifted from negative doom and gloom responses before the week-long program to a much more positive mindset. And you can also see the little boy adjusting. It's great to see him getting better and better. This is an ordinary documentary in style, but with a very interesting topic. Before Midnight, directed by Richard Linklater. So Jesse and Celine, played by Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy, are on vacation in Greece. Jesse starts out the movie. He's an American novelist with a son from a previous marriage who's spending time with him. He takes him to the airport and shows him off. Celine is from Paris, and her career's finally taking off, and their beautiful blonde daughters are there too. So they're a married couple. So after they get back to the base, their Greek friends have booked them a hotel room to spend an evening alone, away from the kids, away from the friends, away from the work, away from their responsibilities, just the two of them alone. But it doesn't work out how they thought it would be. Their harshest thoughts and their biggest worries start to resurface, and they break into these arguments with the potential of breaking up their whole relationship, their marriage. Do they still find each other attractive? Can an American man and a French woman with ties on two separate continents actually stay together? And can two people with different vows, different views rather, on religion, truth, jealousy, men and women, do they have enough in common to keep the spark, the initial spark that made them fall in love? Do they have enough in common to make that last? And will they still be together 20 years in the future? Okay, my bare bones outline doesn't do this film justice. Although it's mainly just conversation in beautiful settings, it's a really good, totally engrossing movie about relationships. You see, Before Midnight is actually the third film in a series by Linklater that started 20 years ago. First film was about Jesse and Celine meeting at random on a train to Vienna. What's going to happen to them? Later on, 10 years after that, there's a second film. This is the third one, 20 years after the first one was made. They all have hints dropped in the first film about what would the future be like? Will they be together? Is this a one-night stand? They even mention what would someone 20 years in the future in a time machine coming back, how would they think of them? Well, Before Midnight has a lot of oblique references and in-jokes, which I appreciated and I liked it, but I didn't exactly get it until I saw the first films afterwards that led up to it. But I really liked it without the previous films. And when I saw them, it was, whoa, now I really like it. Great series, great film. Before Midnight and Free the Mind open today in the art exhibit New Women, along with cinematographer Christopher Doyle's show, are now open at the Tiff Bell Lightbox with free admission. Check it out. And coming next week, North by Northeast starts next week. Don't miss this fantastic selection of bands, performances all around downtown. We've added art shows this year, stand-up comics, and of course, movies. I'll be talking about them next week. Also starting next week is the Toronto Japanese Film Festival, and rounding off the month is Italian Contemporary Film Festival. Look out for these. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning at CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.